broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great day to you. It's a beautiful August 13th. Gorgeous day to get out to play. 3, 7, 9, 18, whatever works for you. At Poipu Bay, there's the Ocean 9. You play the back 9 after warming up on the range. They'll escort you to those ocean holes. Your cart for $99, you get to play that back 9. Also playing today, HSJGA Mixed Team, and there are gift cards available at Poipu Bay. If you'd like to play, there's a 10-20, a 12-50, and a 110. This morning, we are talking with Karen Krause, New York Times sports columnist, and Alex Maselli, publisher, Golf Week magazine. Both are in Rio, where the action is. And moving day, to put it mildly, is what's happening in golf. The first time in 112 years since 1904, golf is back in the Olympics. We'll get right to Karen and Alex after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. The signature steak and seafood restaurant. Beautiful, juicy steak. Excellent seared furikake ahi. Excellent wine selection by the bottle or the glass. Signature steak and seafood restaurant with the beautiful view from the 36th floor of the Ala Moana Hotel. Valet parking. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone. Only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Lin Liha Bakery, Danielle's favorite. Always perfect breakfast, lunch, and or dinner is Lin Liha Bakery. At the counter or at a table, feel at home with friends. Great food and the delight from the bakery to take home. Like old times at Lin Liha Bakery. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Poipu Bay Golf Course. 18 championship holes. Hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course. Hawaii's South Shore Gem.
Now let's go to Rio. What do you say? Karen Krause, New York Times sports columnist. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I suspect I'm probably having a different experience than Alex, even though we're basically in the same place, because the atmosphere at the Olympic Aquatic Stadium has really been electrifying, and there have been just some fantastic performances by people of all countries, but I think everybody would agree that Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps have really, they've been fantastic, and everybody seems to have embraced them. Everyone is adopting them, so it's been really fun to see. Especially, I've been to all of the Olympics that Phelps has competed, and this is the first one in which he seems to be fully embracing the experience. He's reaching out to his teammates. He was in the press conference last night after getting tied for second, a three-way tie for second behind a University of Texas junior, Joseph Schooling, by way of Singapore. And everyone was asking Phelps questions. And finally, after five or six, he says, "Hey, can someone ask Joseph a question? After all, he is the gold medalist." And that's a part of, that's an aspect of Michael that you would have never seen in the past, because he was so hyper-focused. He had a blinkered focus on his own swims and his own performance. So it's been really fun to see his maturation. And then I just feel as if Katie is coming of age at this meet. She won the 200, 400, and 800 freestyles, becoming the first swimmer since Debbie Meyer in 1968, and Alex and I are both old enough to remember Debbie Meyer, to accomplish that feat. Just really fantastic performances.
Watching Katie Ledecky in the 800-meter freestyle winning goal. I thought she was going to lap everybody. If she'd been in there a little bit longer, she just would have lapped the field and kept on going. It was an amazing swim. Someone said, you know, they have marathons that are run by people. Why can't they have longer swim competitions? What do you think of that? Well, this, by the way, Karen Kraus is a USC alum. She was on the swim team, so she knows of what she speaks.
Thank you. So the men do contest the 1500, which is the swimming equivalent of the mile. And as far as we've come in terms of how we view women, we haven't come far enough because there was this feeling way back when that women were too delicate to complete a 1500 without harming their reproductive system. And so they are stuck with this 800, and it's really a shame because Katie's best event really is the 1500, and you really would see her lap swimmers. I saw her race in the 1500 at the World Championships last summer in Kazan, which is the same caliber of competition as an Olympics. And she finished over 50 meters ahead of some of the people who would end up finishing in the top eight in the world. So she's fantastic. And I was talking to Tommy Roy, the NBC producer who oversees the golf and swimming coverage. And he said, you know, whereas they used to maybe go to a commercial break during the women's 800 or they wouldn't show it at all, they are now showing every stroke of Katie's races because she makes them so exciting. She goes out really fast, so she seems to be always on world record pace. It's almost like the golfing equivalent of you're wondering if the person is going to break 60, if they're going to pull a Jim Furyk and go for a 58. And so you're always sort of at the edge of your seat wondering, can she do it? Can she do it? Will she do it? Which is really a departure for how people used to view the distance events.
Alex Maselli, Golf Week publisher. I know you've been at most of the events. You keep on Twitter. I've been following you. I'm going to go to X, and I have no clue what this is all about. Were you in the aquatic stadium?
No, I was at actually watched the French play handball instead.
Ah.
I thought that was more compelling. No, but to be honest with you, Karen is very lucky because she gets to go to any event she wants to. Because of golfing for the first time, a lot of the golf journalists only have the ability to go to golf as part of their media duties. And so if we want to go to other events, we got to get tickets, which I would have been more than happy to buy a ticket for the aquatic event, except for they were all gone. So we couldn't get in to Michael Phelps' races. However, we are going to see the athletics, what they call athletics, which I call track and field, tonight, where there's going to be the women's 100-meter final, and there's going to be a lot of other good stuff. So I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely. I'm, you know, even though I had, we talked a lot about golf in the Olympics and golf in Rio and just Rio in general, I need to ask you, Alex, what's your sense being in Rio after all of the media concern about the safety of the people in the area, about the health concerns, the water pollution, all of that?
Well, clearly my brethren at some point in their career learned how to be irresponsible in their reporting and their writing, because Rio has not been anything like what you would have read about. And I think that if in fact, there would have been probably some better coverage of Rio and the situation down here, I think we would have seen some of the golfers that didn't come. I think they would have been here. And I think that's the sad part of the equation. I know there was a lot of things written and a lot of things that people said. And I'm not saying that they didn't experience certain things or maybe certain things were actually correct. But I think the bottom line is that you could go to any major city in the world and have the same problems. I mean, we could have gone to Chicago and talked about shootings or muggings or bicycles being stolen or whatever else, and it would have been true, but I don't think that would have stopped us from having an Olympics there, and it certainly shouldn't have stopped us from having the Olympics in Rio.
It was interesting. Someone said to me, Beijing, they just trucked all of their undesirables out of Beijing, so they wouldn't be a factor. And why couldn't they have done that in Rio? And Karen Krause, one of your colleagues, wrote a really good piece about what it's like at the Olympics. And I thought when I read about looking at a screen on television and then turning and seeing what it looked like in real life, there was a brightness on the television screen. The sun seemed to be shining where maybe it wasn't really shining. That was a very good piece. And he said that the people who were there as visitors or tourists, they had no idea that there was anything dark and ugly around them. But if they were with someone from Rio, that person would say, oh, by the way, over there are shootings that happen all the time. And over there at the beach, swarms of people will come and steal all your stuff. And they, you know, the locals were making the visitors feel like, oh, my God, maybe I should be more concerned for my safety. So it was interesting reading that article and what you said, Alex Maselli, publisher of Golf Week, about, you know, the fact that every city, every town has its problems, and it was amplified. And I don't understand quite why. Maybe it was the political upheaval going on in Rio, in Brazil, that brought that focus and made it into such a microscope of looking at all these things. The fellow who won the gold in judo, I think he was attacked afterwards, which was an interesting side story.
Well, yeah. There have been
several muggings.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there have been several muggings. People have had equipment stolen. We've been told to every time you go from the press tribune to the mix zone, to pack up your computer, take it down. When you get back up to the press tribune, unpack your computer. But like Alex said, I'm not sure that would be any different whether you were in Rio or somewhere in the United States. But the column you're referencing was written by David Siegel, and it really was fantastic. And he said he didn't look at the games through rose-colored glasses, but he said that in spite of all the snafus and the hiccups, that the games, as almost they always do, have a way of transcending all of the madness and the disorganization, and you get caught up in them despite yourself. And that's what I've seen at least this first week in swimming.
Absolutely. And let's turn to the Olympic golf course. Alex Maselli, I was watching, it's a no-cut 72-hole event. So the guys in the beginning, the first day, seemed less than exciting. But I haven't seen a PGA Tour event that's been exciting on the first day. The guys are kind of like feeling their way through the first round, getting their bearings, getting to know the course better in competition, because practice never feels the same. And then the second round, they're more comfortable, more confident. And then by moving day, and boy, has this been a moving day, Alex.
Hmm. Yeah, it has. I mean, I went out with Ricky Fowler, watched him, I wouldn't say chip in, but made an eagle on the par 4 ninth to get him to 6 under. And clearly, everything changed for Ricky and the U.S. chances by that. He finished at 7 under 64. Huge move for Ricky. And but what was interesting is, I would say probably around the 12th hole, Danielle, the wind started to come up again, like it has every day pretty much here. And Ricky finished with like a 64, but everybody else that was leading is now having to deal with actually windier conditions, and you're starting to see both the leader and who was Marcus Fraser from Australia. He's one off the lead, but got the shot in 10 holes, and then Thomas Peters, the Belgian, who played very well. I went to school at University of Illinois. He dropped 2 shots, and he's at 7 under. So, you know, you're starting to see some movement in the other direction by the leaders. No one making a big move from that standpoint. So I think you're going to see relative shootout on Sunday, which I'm sure everybody would like to see. But I will say that, you know, Karen's right. The first day, or you said, the first day wasn't electric unless you were here. And the whole idea that the weather was nice, the fans were here. In fact, every day, even in the rain yesterday, there have been a lot of fans here. I mean, a lot more than we thought, a lot more than the players thought. Tomorrow, I think it's 15,000, 12 to 15,000 is what the sellout crowd is supposed to be tomorrow on Sunday, which is huge for golf. I mean, except for a major championship and a couple tour events on Saturday and Sunday, you don't really see that many people at golf tournaments. These people are here at 7:30 in the morning when the guys are teeing off. So it's very supportive. I think it's what the Olympics is all about, that it's an Olympic event, so you go to it. Just like I go to handball or I go to table tennis, a lot of people say, okay, I'm going to go over and see the golf. And the ticket is very inexpensive for the first 3 days. It's only 50 real, which in the U.S. is less than, a little over three real to the dollar. So, I mean, right there, it's less than $10 to go see the golf tournament. And on the weekend, it's $100, so, or on Sunday. So it's really not that expensive.
It's fantastic. I wish I were there.
Yeah. And by the way, Danielle, I have 5 mosquito bites, and I'm living to talk about it, so I don't know. Maybe I'll have some problems when I'm back stateside, but so far, you know, not too horrible.
Oh, you know what, though? I was curious about that because one person said on NBC, I haven't seen a mosquito yet. And here...
No, I've had one in my orange juice, so yeah.
So there...
It looked like it had gone 800 meters with Katie Ledecky. It had seen...
It saw better days.
Yes.
So you, Karen Krause, New York Times sports columnist, you are covering golf now. Are you going to stay in the aquatics part? Are you going to when you're transitioning to the women's game?
Right. The swimming ends tonight, so Michael Phelps will swim his last event. He swears this time he'll swim the butterfly leg and the 400 medley relay for the U.S. team that will be favored, but it should be a really good race with China and Japan and Australia. And then I'm going to have a very quick turnaround because I do plan on joining Alex at the golf tomorrow. And then the women tee off on Wednesday, so I think I will just cover them as well.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so glad because the women, they stuck with it. There are very few women
pulled out.
Right. Yes, yes.
Right. But they were really excited about it. I wanted to say something to kind of piggyback on something that Alex said. I've seen stories where Bubba has been at a lot of events. He was at swimming one night, and I guess he went to field hockey, and now the U.S. field hockey team has adopted him. They just love Bubba. So I think that's really cool that these players are making the effort to get out and about and meet their fellow athletes. It's very laudable.
Absolutely. Alex Maselli, Golf Week publisher. Do you think the guys, you may have said this, but do you think the ones who didn't go are looking at this and saying, gee, I should have gone, Jason Day? Considering now we just heard, you know, from Karen Krause, New York Times sports columnist, that she does have 5 mosquito bites.
Well, some of the guys that would have come over, I don't think the mosquito would have bothered them because they're too surly. I will say that I'm sure, and I think Jordan actually said this. He said he probably would regret it after the fact that he made the decision that he made, and I'm sure they will. And I know when they go back, there'll be a lot of questions from players about how was it. And I would say that out of the 60 men that teed up this week, not one of them would have anything, I mean anything, negative to say about their experience.
Yeah, I can't imagine because just watching on television, I get so immersed in of course, Team USA, but just in the competition, the excitement of all these athletes coming together in one place, all these different disciplines being worked out and these champions giving their everything, and then the senior flag going up above you. I can't imagine, you know, it's hard enough getting your nerves under control when you're at a major competition, any PGA Tour event or a major championship or the Ryder Cup. Seeing all of these people and the energy, the electricness of the competition, and then going to play golf after you've watched all this focused energy and having to then go, okay, now I'm going to calm down. And there was this one great spot on NBC introducing golf in the Olympics. And it shows a golfer, and he's studying the shot, and he's studying the shot. And in the background, you hear this man in, I think it's Spanish, and he's just roaring. It's like he's doing a commentating on some amazing race. and the guys in the background just studying the shot, welcoming golf to the Olympics. I thought it was absolutely priceless the way they put that one together. Absolutely beautifully done. So I know both of you are very busy. Yeah, yes, Karen.
The Brazilians have been crazy loud and vocal for their own. And so I was wondering how that was going to play out in golf, whether repeatedly at swimming, the meet official has had to say, quiet, please, quiet at the start. We need quiet at the start. And they're just, it's amazing the energy that they bring to cheering for their own. And so I was thinking to myself, wow, that might be a problem in golf if they start doing the Macarena, like when when Bubba's trying to tee off. But the one thing that I was really surprised was Jordan's withdrawal, only because he is a global brand ambassador for Coca-Cola, which is the longest standing sponsor of the Olympics. And I still really can't figure out why Coca-Cola was cool with letting him not attend this event, because again, what better place to just bring him out and let him do his thing than at an event like this when he is there, one of their main ambassadors. Alex, were you surprised by that?
Well, I think we were surprised. I think we all thought that Ricky was going to be the guy that's going to pull out and Jordan was going to go. And I think until the 11th hour, Jordan didn't go. And I don't really know why. And at the same time, I think Coca-Cola understands that there is a point where you have to let the athlete make those decisions. Jordan's speed over time will be a huge benefit for Coca-Cola. I think they understand that. But you know, this decision was made some because of health reasons and some because of safety reasons. And you know,
yeah, I think security was a huge worry.
Or whoever it is, and you suggest that it's important that that athlete goes and something goes wrong. I mean, there's no upside to that happening. There's no upside to having an athlete here that doesn't want to be here.
Yeah.
And so I think you tell them what the situation is, you let them make the decision, and you hope they make the right decision. And in this case, they probably, in the end, will figure they probably did not make the right decision.
Alex Maselli, Golf Week publisher, I'd like to talk to you about ties. We had a three-way tie in swimming, which I thought was mind-boggling yesterday. But and there's often ties in major championships. And what are they going to do? Two players tied for gold. There's a three-hole playoff. Then, in swimming yesterday, there was no bronze in swimming. I'm sorry, Alex. Just real quick, there was no bronze yesterday. It was completely eliminated because of the three-way tie. So how does the playoff in golf go?
Yeah, it's actually a sudden death playoff, Danielle. And they'll start on 18. That's exactly for the gold. If the gold is determined and it was a silver, if there was only one playoff and it was between two for silver and bronze, then they'd go off 18. But if it was a gold playoff, and then in turn a bronze playoff, then one would start on 18 and one would start on 1. It's kind of odd. You know, you have to remember that we're in winter down here, so we're going to start at 7 in the morning tomorrow, be done probably around 4-ish, 4:30-ish, and by 5:15, 5:30, you can't play anymore. So they have to make sure that they have enough sunlight to get them in. So both playoffs will go off simultaneously if there actually are that. The thing we don't really understand is if there were three tied at the top and they played off, if in fact the first person made birdie and the other two, one person made par and the other two made a double bogey, or the other person made a double bogey, would that mean that we determined who won the gold, silver, and bronze or not? And I think that would be the case, but we don't know that for sure.
Interesting. Alex Maselli, Golf Week publisher in Rio, covering golf. Are you staying for the women?
I'm not staying for the women's because Dow has let everybody know about four times that I'm the publisher. I have duties that take me way beyond covering golf, unfortunately. So I have to actually fly back and deal with those.
I had a feeling that you were going to be able to hang out in Rio for 2 weeks. Thanks so much for being on the show. Such a pleasure having you call in. I really appreciate it, Alex. Thanks so much.
Take care, Danny.
Okay. See you at Sony. See you at Mercedes or whatever it's going to be called. Okay. SBS. I certainly hope so. Karen Krause, New York Times sports columnist. Awesome. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Always, anytime.
Thank you. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
And I don't want to say anything about anything going on in Olympics that may be live right now, because I got in such trouble for tweeting some of the events that were held during the day. It's like, don't do that. I don't want to know. So you're going to have to go to the leaderboard. You can do that at PGAtour.com. You can go to NBC Golf Olympics and they'll find a leaderboard for you right there online. We're going to come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Kama'aina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The Signature, Prime Steak and Seafood.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Tee to the ball, feet grounded. Taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the show. Vic Williams, managing editor, Matavor Media, and now bringing back Golf Tips Magazine as the editor. Welcome to the show, Vic. Are you there? Are we having difficulties? Technical difficulties? Are we having technical difficulties? Let me just go over our tee list just in while Raf gets our connection down. Volcano has a 9 o'clock on the Big Island and a 10:10. Makalei, 8:40 and 9:20 and 11:10. At Poipu Bay, the HSJGA mixed team competition's getting underway, but you can play still. There's a 10:20, a 12:50, a 1:20. And this is their 25th anniversary. So if you play a full round, the 25th anniversary marker, towel, and divot repair tool is yours. And, you know, juniors are playing free now. So if you are a paying adult and you've got your child 6 to 17 with you, all you have to do... Oh, we are off the air. That's interesting. All you have to do is bring your child. The child plays free, and you are playing at the cost of the round, but the child plays free. So that's what's up with that. We also have a round at Royal Hawaiian Country Club. There's a 9:30 and a 10:10. Olomana has an 8:30, a 9 o'clock, and then after 12, the Pauhana Club is going out, by the way, at Olomana. Makaha East has a 12:30. Wailea has an 8:41, a 9:45, a 10:20. On the Gold, if you'd like to play the Emerald, there's a 9:53 and a 10:20. And Maui Nui has an 8:44, 9:32, and 10:36. I think we're backed up and hooked up, and I believe Vic Williams, our managing editor of Metaverse Media, and the editor now bringing back Golf Tips Magazine, a digital and print version. Welcome to the show, Vic.
Thank you so much, Danielle. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. You started Fairways and Greens many years ago, so you're very comfortable in the world of magazines. And with the ramping up and relaunching of Golf Tips magazines in print and digital versions, I should say, so many people say that magazines aren't going to make it anymore. What's your take? Tell us why you're deciding to go back and bring back Golf Tips.
Well, the main reason was Matterport Media, which was publisher of Fairways and Greens, and then for a short time a magazine called Golf Getaways, which followed Fairways and Greens, picked up Golf Tips from its previous publisher and rang me up and said, do you want to give it a shot and edit it? And I said, of course. So that was about a year ago exactly, and we are working on our sixth print issue since that time. So it's, I believe heavily in the golf business. I've been involved with it in publishing golf since 1997. It's been going well.
I love it.
I'm loving it.
Yes. Golf Tips is game improvement tips with top teachers, equipment reviews, travel highlights. You really have the niche where people will always want to go. It's not something, I think the publications that have been focusing on what happened at the tournament, you can't tell somebody a week later because they already know that, right? You need to focus
right.
on what they can go to get information so that they can move forward in their game.
Well, exactly. And what I found is working with all the many golf pros across the country that provide me content and are the most wonderful people. As you know, golf pros are just, they're the bedrock of the game. They're passionate about it. They want people to get better. And, as far as our readers go, they love what I call the meat and potatoes content of instruction. I mean, physics is physics. It does not change. The golf swing, does certain things, they don't change, but people need to read that over and over again, be reminded of it, get slightly different takes on how to hit a chip, how to hit a pitch shot, when to choose the certain club. That stuff doesn't get old. I've found that people just crave that stuff both online and in print. So in fact, people will take the magazine, lay it on the practice tee next to their setup and flip the pages as they're hitting balls, so print does still have a place.
Absolutely. Yes.
So it's really, we cover a lot of those bases. I kind of think of it as, Isaac Newton was a golf pro. He just didn't know it. He taught us about gravity. Well, the golf swing is gravity. And if you figure out how to harness that in the right way, you're going to hit good golf shots. So
how do you decide which destination to feature in your magazine?
Well, what I do these days, I've written hundreds of travel stories through the years, and I still love doing them. So I just try to mix it up. I like to, I had a great feature on Kauai. I went there in March and wrote about it in our June-July issue. And then I blend in not only things about the golf courses, Poipu, Princeville, all those places, but also do some things instructionally with the golf pros there. For instance, in June, I did a piece with Tom Freestone
at the
Mackay course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom gave me a playing lesson. He's great.
He's awesome. And he's like the essence of of Hawaiian golf prodom, I guess. You know, he's like mellow dude, but he's intense about his teaching. He loves to like get people thinking more clearly about golf shots, and that was kind of the story that we did with him. And there's more to come from him. But you know, I pick destinations. I like to mix it up between the well-known places. The next issue will have Scottsdale, Tucson, something from South Florida, and blend in some lesser-known places. Washington State, for instance. I'm going to have something on Louisiana down the road. You know, so there are so many great destinations. I mean, there are the marquee places. There's Hawaii. There's Florida, Southern California, you know, places sure. everybody knows about,
sure.
Bandon, Oregon, but there's so many other places that deserve to have some ink, as it were.
Yeah. What Kauai has done is they considered like a golf trail. You know, you hear about the Alabama golf trail all the time, and Poipu, Princeville, Keahuna, the course that just went right out of my mind that has a beautiful lighthouse on it.
Hukuala. Yeah. Hukuala, yeah.
They all work together to promote Kauai as a destination, knowing that when a person is going to spend their money to go fly to Hawaii and stay in hotels, they don't want to stay at one golf course. They want the island is small enough so you can go from the south to the north, from Poipu up to Princeville, to the Prince Course, to Princeville Mackay. It doesn't matter. Everybody is on the same island. Why not all of us pool our resources and promote the island and all the things that you can do here? I like that. It's smart marketing. Now, we have another island, and it's the ninth island. I know it's Las Vegas. Las Vegas mm-hmm. is a destination that Hawaii residents go to maybe 2, 3, 4 times a year.
Yep.
And many of our golfers are gamblers and golfers. So what I'm shooting at here is there a Las Vegas golf community that you could highlight, much like what you're going to do when you go to the Pacific Northwest? And I say this only because when we go to Vegas, we want to know more about what we can find there.
As far as the courses working together, or as far as just the kind of golf culture there?
You're just featuring golf courses, like what you did when you came to Kauai. I was just using that as a, you know, yay Kauai, transitioning to the idea of using Las Vegas as one of your destinations that you could do articles about.
Oh, sure. And I've covered Vegas several times in the past. Uh-huh. You know, they've got 50 and 60 courses down there in the area, plus in our latest issue, which comes out on newsstands this week, I've got feature St. George, Utah, which is hour and a half drive from Vegas, so that's a tag on. If somebody's going to Vegas, they should go up there and check those courses out. There's probably a half a dozen to 8 really, really strong golf courses. You've got Mesquite on the way. So what you do, flying to Vegas, play a couple days there, splurge and play Shadow Creek, play Cascada, play Bally High right on the strip, play, go out to Paiute, play out there. I mean, there's so many great courses. And then tag on a few more days, head up I-15 and end up in St. George, Utah, which is phenomenal. So that whole area, Southern Nevada and Southern Utah, it's just great desert golf. I love going down there. I mean, it's Vegas, so, you know, you got to pace yourself, obviously, because, if you've got an early tee time especially, you got to, you know, you blend in the fun and the golf. So.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yes, you must go to bed or not at all.
That's right. I've been there. It's like just go straight from the casino to the first tee. I mean, it happens. You know?
Absolutely. You know, you're in the casino. You don't know what time it is. You know, oh, wow, let's go. Oh, wow, the sun's up.
That's right. That's right.
What happened? So you've got 4 print issues and 4 digital issues. Are they the same just on digital?
Yeah, right now they are. We are just going on to a digital format called Texterity, which is big news for us because it's a streaming service. You subscribe and you can literally stream any magazine you want. You don't have to subscribe to them individually. So that's a real coup for us. That will happen, I believe, with the next issue. And so next year we'll have six print issues and six digital, starting with the winter issue. Actually, this year we'll have essentially six issues, although one of them actually came out in 2015. So we're back on that kind of bi-monthly schedule, which was my goal. Yeah. So every other month we'll have a new print issue out. We're doing very well in newsstands, places like Barnes and Noble and, you know, Safeway, and people can find it, and they're showing up in airports. So, you know, it's all very gratifying to me because we do put a lot of work into it. At the same time, I love it. It doesn't seem like a job because I'm doing what I love, you know, so.
So we can find you on Texterity when it is on digital, and you've got the six print issues.
Yep.
Every other month,
yep.
One's coming out, and you can find it on the newsstands. That was my next question. And sometimes I don't know if I should ask the question because I don't want you to have to say no.
Yep, we're on newsstands, you know, and we're on a couple other digital formats too. There is an app through iTunes you can use. You know, there's various ways to get the magazine. So it's working out very well for us. We've got a great distribution system. You know, folks who really know what they're doing, and you know, it's all coming together. So it's
really
a lot
exciting.
Of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's very exciting. Golf Tips Magazine. What is your website?
It's golftipsmag.com, M-A-G, golftipsmag.com, and Twitter feed, same thing, Facebook, Golf Tips Magazine, so all those things, you can check us out.
Excellent, and we can find out how to get the digital version by going to the website, I imagine.
Exactly, yeah, you can go to the website, and you can subscribe there, and you can subscribe to the digital edition there. You can also get it through Zinio, you know, which is another digital subscription service. That we've been with them for a while, and basically you subscribe every time one comes out, they'll just send you a text message or an email saying your new issue is ready. So that's another way to get it.
Fantastic. Vic Williams,
yep.
You should come to Oahu and you should talk to Claude Brousseau over at Ko'olina. He's one of those amazing PGAs that you were talking about, dedicated to the game, loves to teach, and puts his heart in it. It's awesome. Vic Williams.
You know, I will take you up on that.
Yes.
I will come to Oahu.
Turtle Bay, Ko'olina, and lots of courses in between. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Danielle. Really appreciate it.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Michael Patrick Shields, he is in Las Vegas, or he was. I never know where he really is, but we're going to be talking about Virtuoso right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. have more fun, and stop buing lunches for your group.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive.
Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking?
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And now, the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Best Network Radio Personality, multiple award-winning personality, and his show is Michigan's Big Show, Michael Patrick Shields, travel writer. You'll find him at TravelTattler.com. Hi, Michael Patrick.
It's a good thing that they don't play golf at night in Las Vegas, although I think there is one course that's lit, if I'm not mistaken, up there in the Summerlin area. But the reason I say that is it was about 110 degrees during the Virtuoso Travel Week, which was just concluded, and it's put on by a company called Virtuoso, which is a super high-end travel agency network throughout the world. And they don't fool around. They only accept, you know, if you're going to go somewhere and you want to do it right, if you go through Virtuoso, they've seriously vetted these properties and these tour organizers so that you're going to get top-notch service, which we can talk about in just a minute because there's a lot of research about that. But my point about night and golf is that I got done with a day of meeting with, I don't know, literally, not a joke, 50 different people throughout the day from around the world talking about travel trends and so forth. And I thought, wow, I would really love an evening swim right now. It was about 8:30 at night. And I said, that would feel fantastic to look up at the Bellagio Tower, maybe, and the stars and take a swim. Oh, no, you don't. Not so fast, my friend. The pools in Las Vegas close at 8 o'clock.
What?
And, yeah, I'm told that citywide, it's sort of the same everywhere. All the pools close at 8. Because why? Of course, they don't want you swimming in the pool. They want you swimming in the casino. And they don't want you chasing your kids around the pool. They want them with child care. They want you
in the casino.
So that was kind of a bummer. But otherwise, you know, it was a very interesting trip.
Well, this most elite travel group, Virtuoso, with their advisors, yeah, getting 98 countries were gathered. It sounds almost like the Olympics of the travel industry.
It is. It was very international. I mean, and you, when you went around, you had people that came in, and they come in every single year for this week from all over the world. And so you can learn an awful lot, and they do a lot of research, and they roll out a lot of research. One of the points that I thought was interesting is that among the wealthy, and I guess that depends on what you consider wealthy, 88% of those people will tell you that they have everything they need to be happy. Oh. And what they don't have are experiences, and they're still willing to pay for them. 81% of those people are willing to pay full price for top service, if you know what I mean. And so their mentality is, I know I spent too much, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
And I think you probably experienced that in Hawaii, where people come and pay much more than they normally would in some cases for golf. But they get done and they say, you know what? That was sure worth it when they got to, you know, feel the trade wind and see the ocean and play the beautiful neon green conditions. So in terms of the luxury market, it's still there. One of the things that's changing a little bit, and I think this is true in golf as well, is that the online factor. People want to shop around sometimes, and they want to be able to say, I got this for X price. And so there were two types of people, ones that like to say they beat their vendor up and got a bargain, and the others who say, I don't care, it was fabulous, and I didn't mind paying for it one bit.
Interesting. Now, when I went online and I checked out the hotels that were the Virtuoso travel agent people, they were staying, Bellagio, Aria, and Vidara. And
yeah, the conference was spread across those three.
I was impressed with Bellagio, of course. They have a great website. Aria, okay. Vidara, they need to work on it.
Well, Vidara is the hotel without a casino, and so some people like that sort of thing. But those are all part of the MGM empire, which really has probably its own area code.
I see.
And its own zip code. I mean, it's just massive. And so when you go into Las Vegas, these are airport-sized buildings with hotels, casinos, conference centers. This conference alone had 5,000 people. And that's 5,000 people sitting down in giant ballrooms. And in my case, and many of their cases, you would go for a four-minute meeting and then to the next table. Four-minute meeting and to the next table. It was like speed dating where they were getting, the travel operators and media, in our small case, exposed to as much as humanly possible.
Does Hawaii still match up to some of the destinations preferred by the ultra-wealthy or not even so much ultra-wealthy?
Well, actually, I did hear about a new Nicholas course being built on Kauai. I heard you talking about Kauai a minute ago, near the Marriott there that the Timbers Resorts is putting up. And they apparently Ritz-Carlton was going to go in there but stopped building. And now this Timbers company is going to be finishing up what they started. So that did come up in one sense. But in terms of the top places, for U.S. travelers, and I guess that would include, of course, people in Hawaii, Europe, South Africa, China are very strong right now. And Italy, number one
again
in Europe. People just love it year after year after year. And South Africa is very popular now, too, because it's affordable. It's perceived as safe. And so Italy and South Africa were number two on the list. In terms of emerging,
yes,
if you're interested in that, and that doesn't mean that these places have never been found before. It just means that they're being rediscovered again. Kenya, Iceland, St. Martin, China, Ecuador, I presume for the Galapagos Islands, and Tanzania and South Africa were places that people wanted to go, and they wanted to go with their families, too, for the most part. Multi-generational travel is huge, and they like to explore, and they like to have cultural experiences, and wellness travel was also a big topic this week for people who want to go chill and feel healthy about it, too.
Yeah, do the spa, exercise, the whole routine. Many hotels are catering to that wellness desire. You know what? Just a funny thought hit me when you said Italy. People still, and they never change that place. It's always the same.
They better not change it. That's why people are going there.
Exactly my point.
Yeah, it's like going back in time in some cases. And in fact, there's a company called IC Bellagio, no relation to the casino, just coincidence, but they have pretty much cornered the market on premium experiences inside Italy. And I'm going to see Venice for the first time at Christmas this year. But they know that people are talking about, okay, maybe they go back to Italy because they love it. And maybe they've seen the same thing year after year. But they want a different experience. Or even if they're a first-timer and they say, well, we know we all the touristy stuff, but we want to have a real experience. And so what is brand new from IC Bellagio is this partnership they have with a company called Altagamma. And what they will do is they are now touting the Italian brands made in Italy. And you think about shoes and handbags and all that premium fashion that goes around the world. So, maybe this would appeal to you. You can actually go with IC Bellagio and Altagamma and go into those businesses and get inside private tours of the story that Gucci tells or Prada tells, Ferragamo, places like that. You'll get with the executives and behind the scenes and perhaps do a little shopping on the back end. And that kind of thing is very exciting to people, whether it's jewelry or sailing or design. And they can come out and say, I not only went to Italy, but I went to the Prada headquarters, you know, and that sort of thing. Not in a touristy way, in a behind-the-scenes kind of way.
Yes, inside, like being backstage. I want to find that shoe cobbler, and they still are there, who'll make you a pair of shoes fitted to your feet. That's what I'd like. Or going into a store with a small store, a small shop, where they'll actually make the clothes for you, design, you know, not designer clothes, but just it fitted to you, made for you, like it was done centuries ago before they off the rack.
It's so funny that you should say that, because you're spot on with one of the things that the Virtuoso Advisors was talking about, and that is they try to, you know, people think travel agents are gone because they can buy everything online themselves, but what they try to do is say, okay, they'll sit on the phone with you and they'll say, Danielle's going to Slovenia, for instance, or Spain. And they say, well, what's of interest to you? And they'll ask you a million questions, and then they'll set an itinerary for you. And embedded in that itinerary are, without you knowing, opportunities based on local knowledge where you can, quote unquote, discover something. You know what I mean? Because you like to come back and tell me a story like you just did. Like, I found this cobbler around the corner, and I can't believe it. It wasn't in any guidebook or anything, but I discovered it.
Yes.
And you feel good about discovering it and telling people. And they know where these places are. And so they will very subtly put them in your pathway without telling you and give you the opportunity to discover them. And I thought that was pretty sophisticated.
Virtuoso. Yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
Michael Patrick Shields, where are you going? In addition to Venice, I know there's many more stops on your way before Christmas.
Yeah, it's a heck of a lineup. I'm at Crystal Mountain next week for the Ben Wright Invitational Golf Tournament with our old friend Ben Wright up in northern Michigan. And then I am going to visit the I've never been to Cancun or that area, so I'm going to the Mayakoba Golf Resort where they have a Champions Tour event there, I think.
Wow. Yes.
So I'll be there just before the tour event comes through there. Or maybe it's regular tour. I got to study that. and then lucky enough to go to Bermuda. I'm going to go see the Fairmont Princess there, and then Venice and Slovenia.
Slovenia
is right. Yeah, I'm going to pop over there from Venice because it's just a quick train ride over, I come to find out.
And, are you going to go to Dubrovnik? So go to Dubrovnik.
I'll go wherever you tell me to
go. You got to go to Dubrovnik. It's the most amazing city. You will.
Is it?
Yes. Yes, yes. Talk about a discovery. You will discover things. And I'll lead
you. I'll probably be there on New Year's Eve then. How about that?
I love it. Michael Patrick Shields, you can find him at traveltattler.com. That's where he puts his reviews. He's Michigan's big show and Michigan Association of Broadcasters' best network radio personality. And it's he's my travel guru extraordinaire. Thank you so much, Michael Patrick.
Mahalo and aloha.
And aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Take the red carpet elevator 36 stories straight to the sky to the signature prime steak and seafood atop the Ala Moana Hotel. Tamaina specials nightly, like three-course meal with salad, entree of miso butterfish or 16-ounce prime ribeye, truffle mashed potatoes, and dessert, all for only $56.95. Live pianist and happy hour nightly with bar food discounts to half off. And there are three rooms for private parties for 8 to 45 guests. For reservations, call 949-3636. The Signature, Prime Steak and Seafood.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KONI Lanai City. Just thought I should do that again so you can understand. Wouldn't want to upset the FCC. The Junior PGA Championships are set to expand by hosting 144 player boys and girls fields starting next year. That's like an entire PGA Tour event being held. The Junior PGA Championship will transition over the next year with this expansion of the size of the field of the new Junior PGA Championships. And all 41 Aloha section included, PGAs will be selecting a minimum of two boys and two girls each, thanks to this larger field. And just speaking of The Junior PGA Championship, it's huge, this championship. And Marielle Galdiano was playing in it. She didn't have a great day. She was six over today. And Lucy Lee came in two under on the day and shot 206 for the tournament, and she won. Remember, precocious Lucy Lee. Tied for second, Alia Abdulgheni and Marielle Galdiano. She was that far ahead after an amazing 64 in the first round. So she tied for second at 208. So very exciting what's going on in junior golf, and the PGA of America expanding the field for new junior PGA championships starting in 2017. Really very cool. Now, something also very cool that's made here in Hawaii, or at least co-founded in Hawaii. It's called Shaka Golf Glove. Mally Romero is the co-founder. Derek Watts is superintendent at Kona Country Club. Big fan of this glove because he's a co-founder. He's the inventor of the Shaka Golf Glove. Mally, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Shaka is the, you know, there are lots of people who listen around the world. So I just want to, I know you all know what a shaka is, okay? But a shaka is this gesture, right? We use it in Hawaii to convey aloha. It's hello, it's goodbye, it's I understand, it's we're cool. All's well, you're my kind of people. That's shaka, right? Okay.
So, it is a sign. Oh, Please go ahead.
Right. And so when you extend your pinky and your thumb and you make the shaka sign, what's cool about this glove, just to give people an idea, and you can find them at Shaka Golf Gloves, is the glove is white with a black trim that runs from pinky finger across the knuckles to the thumb. And on the pinky, there's aloha, and on the thumb, there's, let's say, Kauai. All right.
You got it right.
This is a very cool idea. When did you guys start Shaka Golf Gloves?
Oh, we started the company last year. Officially, we had our first order on December. So we've been running our company ever since. You know, we started with the idea. It was a pretty cool, I can share a little bit of how we went about it.
Please.
You know, my family and they came over to Kauai. We were living at Kauai at the time, and we were inspired by our family members. When my parents came out to visit us, they were looking for a Hawaiian golf club to take home. They're both golfers. And so the selection at the pro shop, that they was very, very limited. And it left us wondering, like, oh, my gosh, you know, why there's no Hawaii-themed golf gloves on the shop, right? I mean, you're in Hawaii. You want something to take home that says Hawaii on it.
Right.
So when we finished golfing, we went back to our condo, and we're all looking through photos, and all of us were making Shaka signs. And then, you know, Derek, you know, light bulb went off. You know, he's like, oh, my gosh, you know, we should make a golf glove that says, you know, like something Hawaii on it. So that's when the idea started.
That's a great, it's great. I mean, and yeah. What you've done with, you've got Aloha Kauai, Aloha Oahu. Yes. And so on, mm-hmm. again, you know, on the pinky, it says one. So when you do the shaka, you're reading it, you know, Aloha exactly. Is on the thumb, I guess, right? And Kauai yes. is then on the pinky.
Yes, correct. And in fact, you know, we have like different sayings. And, you know, obviously, you know, when we go ahead and, you know, tell our customers, you know, they're like, oh, my gosh, you should do like Shaka Bra. And, you know, they start going off on all those possibly sayings that we could put on the glove. But, you know, they're pretty fun and they're very legible. You know, if you're taking a photo from far away, you can visibly see, you know, like King Lou's writing on it, and they're embroidered. We didn't do print screening on them, so because we want the letter to last. So, you know, it's embroidered onto the glove.
So Live Aloha is another one.
Yes.
Live
Aloha, Hing Loose, Kona, Hawaii, Maui, Hawaii, Oahu, Hawaii, all the islands. Yes.
That's awesome. Now, what kind of a glove are you using that other people may have tried so that they know if they buy this glove online, it's a golf glove that fits their hand well?
Yes. So, and that is a great question. The gloves are very similar to Fujio Weathersoft. I don't know if you have used those in the past. They have a very consistent fit. They're very durable. They're made of durable, premium, handcrafted leather. So no animals are being harmed in the manufacturing process. It's, you know, I don't know if you've seen how the manufacturing process for corrugated leather, you know, goes. So when we started researching, we wanted to, you know, do a product that wouldn't harm the animals, right? So that's how we came about with the handcrafted leather. It lasts way longer. It doesn't rip or get stiff when they get wet. And we have also included a magnetic ball marker, which is very useful, that has our Shaka sign on it, and everybody seems to love it. The packaging is very unique, and it has a brief description of the Shaka symbol along with our slogan that says, you know, say it with Aloha. So it's a pretty fun packaging. It's an awesome gift. You know, if you're in Hawaii and you want to take something home, you know, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. And it'd be fun to send to people. It's a yeah. fun, you know, a gift from Hawaii to the golfer, you know, in Switzerland.
Right?
You yeah. know, they're not going to find
that. Oil everywhere in the world and right. do a Shaka sign while you're in Switzerland. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yes. And say the name of the glove again that they'd be familiar with.
Oh, it's Fujio Weathersoft.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And you, when you say it's embroidered, would I feel that, you know, because you know how sensitive golfers and yes. their hands are. You don't feel the embroidery, right?
No, no, it doesn't attach to your hands or anything. It's pretty, you know, like the way it came about, it was awesome. It was a couple of months. It took us a couple of months, you know, with the current manufacturer. And oh my gosh, you know, we're in love with it. And we've been having great feedback, so, you know, you're for sure getting one, Danielle, because, you know, we kind of rushed through this, but, you know, we're going to be sending you guys, you know, a couple of gloves for you guys.
Oh, thank you. I got a Shaka yeah. golf glove. Yes.
Yes.
So cool. Oh, that's awesome. This is Mally yeah. Romero, co-founder of Shaka Golf Glove. And, you know, yeah. it's so when you do the Shaka, it says Aloha Hawaii.
Aloha Hawaii. Yes, Live Aloha, Kona, Hawaii. Yes, all the same.
Right,
yeah.
Kauai, Aloha, Kauai. So you got all the islands covered, right?
Yes, all the islands covered, yes.
That's awesome. Mally Romero, co-founder of Shaka Golf Glove. You can find Shaka Golf Glove at shakagolfglove.com. It's really simple. It's S-H-A-K-A, just in case you weren't sure what I was saying. Mally, yes. thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much for having us. Right.
Such a pleasure. We're going to come back and talk some more Olympics. Golf in the Olympics with Bob Bubka. Yes, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
Liliha Bakery is Hawaii's best. It's the home of Cocoa Puffs. Get breakfast, lunch, or dinner at both great locations, and breakfast is always available all day. After all, it's a Liliha Bakery tradition. Award-winning hotcakes, omelets beyond compare, and everyone's favorite melt-in-your-mouth butter rolls. Ooh. And at Nimitz, don't forget hearty, fall-off-the-bone tasty oxtail soup and prime rib, too. Bring the whole gang. Get reservations for 20 or more every day. There's ample parking in the entire lot. The holidays are here. Pick up those holiday treats. Come on, get to a Liliha Bakery now.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
You know, golf in the Olympics for the first time since 1904, and the men are playing this week, and the women play next week. Now we're going to talk with Bob Bubka. He is host of the Grill Room Golf Show and Talk Sport correspondent. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you for having me, Danielle. I was just dreaming of holding my microphone with a shock of glow.
Which would you like, Live Aloha or Shaka Bra? Or would you like Aloha Maui?
Hey, if it's a shocker, it's a good one.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Well, I figured the next time I'm going to see you is on Maui when it's the SBS Championship at Kapalua.
Yeah, and that's going to be coming up quicker than we think now that the four majors are in the books. We got, obviously, the Olympic golf going on now down in Rio, and right after that, it's going to be the Tour Championship and then the Ryder Cup.
Yes.
And then bingo will be at Maui. I mean, it just, you know, the older you get, unfortunately, the faster it goes by.
You got to be right in the moment, every moment, because you never know when it'll be 2019.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
You know what I remember all the time, Danielle, is when I would be back in high school and we would get out for the summer. And I would be saying to myself, holy mackerel, I'm off all summer. That's going to be a lifetime. Now it's Memorial Day, July 4th, Labor Day. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it hits
quick
you.
As can be.
Okay, so we're going to talk Olympic golf. And I got to ask you frankly, what do you think of what you see now these first 3 days?
Well, I, you know, have not been in favor of golf in the Olympics in the format that they've opted to do. I would be a huge supporter of golf if it involved amateur players and it involved two-man teams. I'm still confused as to what the coaches are doing down there. I know Ian Baker Finch is the coach for Australia, but the United States decided they don't need a coach. So, and Paul McGinley is the Irish coach. I don't know. You know, the more I watch it, the more confused I get, because I really don't know what's going on. It's, there were 60 players. That means, and there's three prizes, you know, bronze, silver, and gold. That means 5% of the field is going to win. I don't know. I may be in the minority. I sense that you're very excited about golf being in the Olympics. And, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I think I would be if it was under different circumstances. I just don't think another 72-hole stroke play tournament was the best light that we could shine on this great sport of ours.
I don't disagree with you at all. I'm excited because it's the Olympics, and I've been excited about the Olympics since I was, 10. And I just get excited about the competition and watching it. And we've had such amazing sporting moments so far, just watching Ludecky and Phelps and just, what's that little girl's name in gymnastics? It's just amazing. She's amazing. The height this 4'8" young lady can just generate and do the things that I just dream about. And I cheer and I think I'm actually making a difference when I'm watching and cheering. Go, go, go,
Well,
that's the part. But I got to say, Bob, this is the thing. I agree with you. Team. It's like Matt Kuchar goes over there. He doesn't know that it's not a team competition 3 days before he's got to fly to Rio. How bizarre is that? He's expecting it to be a team competition. But then I start thinking to myself, stroke play is the simplest form of golf to introduce to the world of people who don't even think. The last thing on their mind is, like one guy said to me early this morning, last thing on my mind is golf, So there's a whole world of people like that that are being introduced to the sport. And maybe stroke play was the simplest form of the game, the competitive game, to introduce them to.
Well, that's certainly a valid point. I would argue that, match play is even simpler. Two guys play a hole and low score wins that hole, and you're one up, you're one down, you're even. That's about as simple as it can get. So I'm not going to argue that, I'm happy. Anytime golf gets publicity, I made golf my livelihood, not by competing because, I never was good enough to compete. But, and also I have a huge affection for the Olympics. I think we've talked about this story before, but each and every time the Olympics come up, my cousin, Sergey Bubka, as it's pronounced, is the world's greatest pole vaulter. He's cleared 20 feet 22 times. Nobody has cleared it once yet. I can't wait for this Olympics to see how and what is going to win a gold medal. And I'm almost certain that it's not going to be any, it won't be 20 feet.
Wow. Yes.
You talk about dominance in an Olympic sport. There it is. So, I love the Olympics, and I don't want any of your listeners that love golf to think that I don't love Olympics. I certainly didn't like what happened yesterday with the United States girls soccer team and Hope Solo, who certainly was quick to bask in the spotlight when they were winning gold, to come out and make a statement that, Sweden played like cowards and they didn't deserve to win.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely terrible. Yeah. And it reflects bad on anybody that plays the sport of soccer. I mean, so, there's so many things going on in this world nowadays. Hey, if you win, you win. You lose, you lose. You shake hands. You try harder, practice harder, and just become better at what you're doing. So, we'll wait and see. You know, maybe some complete unknown is going to end up winning the golf portion, or at least take a medal. I mean, it'll be fantastic. You know, I spoke a lot with Justin Rose while we were at the Open Championship at Royal Troon. He was so high on representing Great Britain, and I give him all the credit in the world. And other players made decisions where they weren't going to go to Rio to play in the Olympics. They weren't going to alter their, you know, major schedule and preparation and everything by adding another event. So, you know, your show's not long enough. We could talk for the next 3 weeks about the merits of golf being in the Olympics or not being in the Olympics. All I can say is I certainly wish everybody well that's down there, that's covering the Olympics, and all 60 contestants. I wish I could give a medal to each and every one of them, and then everybody would be happy.
Simone Biles is the young lady whose name I blanked on. So I just had to say that for everybody's going, Danielle, where are you? Justin Rose is one of those guys that was halfway, you know, between midway up the leaderboard yesterday. And moving day truly took on, you know, it was a super moving day for the U.S. I was kind of thinking, okay, what's going on? Ricky, you've been there long enough to get adjusted. Bubba, where are you, Bubba? Hello, Bubba. You know, and then to see them come up the leaderboard, and Ricky had a 66 today?
Yeah, he did. He played very well. And just one quick note for those that may have not been watching it, Simone Biles, the name you mentioned, was, you know, earned the distinction of the world's greatest gymnast. If her sport was golf, she'd have been shooting about 49 each and every day for the way she performed on in gymnastics. You know, the floor exercise, the uneven bars, and the vault and the beam, and you know, I mean, she is so much better than anybody competing nowadays. It's incredible, and she's a delightful person and deserves all the credit in the world. A lot of athletes are down there. Ledecky, you mentioned her name. I mean, what a charming young lady she is, 19 years old, going to be going to Stanford, wins 4 gold medals. I mean, come on. I mean, she won by 11 seconds in one discipline last night. 11 seconds. I mean, that's time for me to have lunch and get back to the microphone. I mean, it's an amazing amount of time in the swimming pool when you can win by 11 seconds.
Yeah, really. Ledecky, I figured that if she swam, if they'd actually put on a 1,500 meter the way they do for the men, she would have lapped the rest of the field. She was doing such an amazing job. Just watching her was absolutely phenomenal. So watching our guys, Henrik Stenson had 2 58-foot putts today.
Yeah, I mean, he's on a real high. We all enjoyed certainly what he did at Royal Troon, that epic battle with Phil Mickelson. I mean, just simply incredible to have witnessed that firsthand. I felt that I was so blessed because, you know, that doesn't come along very often. I mean, Phil, you know, he won over the third place finisher by 11 shots. I mean, it's just mind boggling that he would do so well. And, you know, so Henrik Stenson's one of the top players in the world, and I'm glad to see him play. He may very well win this thing tomorrow. I mean, he's got all the confidence in the world, and why not? Wouldn't that be fitting? The championship golfer of the year wins the Olympic gold medal. I mean, that would be a parlay that would be very difficult to duplicate.
Yeah, it's wonderful. The leaderboard is fantastic with, I'm afraid to say it in case somebody, but I'm going to go ahead. Spoiler alert. Justin Rose, Henrik Stenson, Marcus Fraser, Gregory Bourdie, Bubba Watson, David Lingmerth, Emilio Griot, Mikko Ilonen, Patrick Harrington. Patrick Harrington never thought that he would be an Olympic golfer. I remember him saying, I'm too old. It's not something I'm going to be doing. The younger guys are going to. And here he is in Rio playing in the Olympics. It's amazing. One final note on Eric Compton being disqualified from the John Deere Classic. I got to tell you, Bob, this is one of the most ridiculous DQs I've ever heard of. He was DQ'd from the event, right, because he didn't go to the Pro-Am. He didn't go to the Pro-Am because he was in Detroit, and he found out that the two guys ahead of him to go to the Pro-Am didn't go to the Pro-Am. So it was his turn. He had to be there, but he couldn't get from Detroit to the John Deere Classic in time. So he was DQ'd for them the entire event. What did you think of that?
I thought it was totally unfair when, you know, and for those good listeners of yours that, you know, when you say the name Eric Compton, we're talking about somebody that's had two heart transplants. So actually he's had three hearts, the one he was born with, his first transplant, and the one that he's living with now. I mean, if there is ever justification for allowing somebody a do-over or whatever. I mean, Eric Compton wouldn't deliberately miss any obligation to the PGA Tour. He loves golf. He really puts his life on the line every time that he tees it up because of his health. So I'm in your camp on this one, Danielle. I certainly don't think that he should have been disqualified.
Exactly. I mean, just because he didn't have the travel time and the two guys ahead of him opted out and they wouldn't give him the, oh, gee, I can't make it there in time pass. But Eric Compton, such a class act, he goes on Twitter, I am DQ'd from the PGA Tour John Deere. I missed the Pro-Am. First full event this year that I was in the Pro-Am. Two guys withdrew this morning. Then he goes, my bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the kind of guy he is, though. He's not going to blame anybody. He's not going to make excuses. I just think that it would have been an awfully nice gesture. And I guarantee you there's nobody that's on the PGA Tour would have objected in any way, you know,
yes,
or form or fashion if they had given a special allowance to Eric Compton. He certainly has earned it.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to watching what's left of the men's Olympic golf and the last possibly swim of Michael Phelps in his fifth Olympics. Thanks so much for being on the show. Bob Bubka, host of the Grill Room Golf Show and correspondent for Talk Sport. That excites me every time. Thanks, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Danielle. Really a pleasure.
Awesome. I want to thank the people who make the show possible, people who make it possible for me to talk with Bob Bubka. Our new sponsor is Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your business. It's Raynor Doors. If Lamborghini trusts them, then you can too. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. He's at Ko'olina. Liliha Bakery, my favorite, always perfect breakfast, lunch, dinner, is Liliha Bakery. At the counter or at a table, I always feel at home. It's Liliha Bakery. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. It's the Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futura Stone. Only the best. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. The signature steak and seafood restaurant. Delicious furikake ahi. Beautiful, juicy steak. excellent wine selection. And of course, I enjoyed the signature vodka cocktail. Finished with the new Fuji apple pie. Excellent service at the signature steak and seafood restaurant. And the view from the 36th floor at the Ala Moana Hotel is awesome. And finally, the Irish Washerwoman. You don't have time to play golf? Yes, you do. Get in touch with irishwasherwoman.com. The condo cleaning, personalized home cleaning, makes you go wow every time you walk into a room cleaned by the Irish Washerwoman. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.